water and into the 72-degree spring water. Before the cleanup, only five manatees were spotted in the Fanning Springs. The scoreboard lit up at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay overnight, but there was no football game. Tampa firefighters say a loudspeaker short-circuited and caught fire. It was extinguished with little damage. With news on the Florida News Network, I'm Mark Starling.
Is something bugging your lawn or garden? If you have damaging bugs on your lawn or on your flowers, trees, or shrubs, you can stop them from spoiling your landscape. Spray your lawn or plants with Ortho Bug Be Gone Max Lawn and Garden Insect Killer. It kills over 150 types of insects and provides lasting control for up to 6 weeks. It's also easy to use, especially in the convenient hose-end, ready-to-spray bottle. So defend what's yours. Get Bug Be Gone Max Insect Killer today. Do you hate finding creepy, crawly bugs in your house? If so, we have what you need. Ortho Home Defense Max Perimeter and Indoor Insect Killer works two ways to protect your home and family. First, spray it around your foundation. That forms an invisible barrier to keep bugs outside where they belong. Then spray it inside along the baseboards in the kitchen, bathroom, basement, and other places you find bugs. It controls listed insects indoors for up to...
Real Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing health care and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry. Thanks for joining me on our first show here on the Big 810 AM here in the beautiful Orlando, Florida area. I am a traditionally trained naturopath with a practice and ministry located in Orlando, Florida, and I approach natural medicine from a Christian perspective. I also have here with me a fellow naturopathic doctor, Dr. Orette Morgan. My wife is here with me as well, even though she won't be saying anything today. Now, many people are very interested in natural alternative therapies, and I hope to be able to help educate you in that direction over time. As you heard in the intro, that Thomas Edison once said, "The doctor of the future would give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He would teach them about the cause of all disease," and we would say the doctors of the future are here. Now, every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m., I hope that you will join me right here to discuss some of the great insights into natural medicine as well as alternative therapies. Now, it is my opinion that we need a better way than what we have now with regard to medicine. Not that we don't need traditional allopathic doctors, but the fact of the matter is, if we look at some of the statistics, we have issues. For instance, if you look at some of the statistics for heart disease, 4,000 times a day, someone in the United States has a heart attack. In North America, every third adult has high blood pressure. Obese men are five times more likely to die of heart disease by age 60 than men of normal weight, and we have a serious problem in the U.S. with obesity. Let's look at stroke for a moment. Some 730,000 Americans suffer strokes each year, and 160,000 of these people die from these strokes. Now, roughly one-fourth of victims below the age of 70 die from the first attack, and after that, the figures double. Of the ones who survive, 40% require some degree of ongoing special care, but only about 10% require institutionalized care. People with hypertension are eight times more likely to suffer a stroke than those with normal blood pressure. Also, we can also look over at cancer. Currently, one in four American lives are now being claimed by cancer. Diabetes. In America, a new diabetic is discovered every 50 seconds. Of the some 16 million diabetics in America, it is estimated that some 7 million do not realize that they have it. 8 out of 10 diabetics develop eye problems, and diabetes is the leading cause of blindness in developing countries. And diabetics are 18 times more likely to experience kidney damage than are non-diabetics. Now, if you just take a look at some of these statistics, you can see that in reality, we do need a better way. Now, in doing this program, we will be basically following a general clock over the weeks. It's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple outline, and this is basically what we'll do. We will start off in what's called, what we call the Week in Natural News. This is where we take two or three natural news articles that has come out in the week, and we'll discuss and analyze them from a natural medicine perspective. Next, we will look at a healing food or a healing food strategy, i.e. specific foods that are beneficial for preventing certain types of issues, as well as ones that are full of healing nutrients. Thirdly, we will also address some herb or herbal strategy for health and healing. Finally, I will discuss a tip or a strategy that you can possibly use during the upcoming week, something from a natural perspective. Now, as we get started here, I'd just like to take this a brief moment here to allow Dr. Orrett Morgan to introduce himself.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Dr. Morgan, and I just sat here listening to Dr. Henry giving the Health of the Union address. And I was really appalled at the figures that you brought forward, Dr. Henry. And I think anyone here listening to us this evening should be shocked to their senses that we can't continue in this country or anywhere with business as usual. In other words, we need some lifestyle changes. And I agree with you that conventional medicine has brought a lot to the table. And where would we be without the contribution that conventional medicine has made in the area of surgery when it's necessary, diagnostic approach to find out whether or not a person has cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, and also trauma care. Say you are mangled in an auto accident. You need to be taken to the emergency room. But where we are having the problem with conventional medicine and the public on a whole is the area of disease care, preventing, and also therapeutic modalities. And that's where we fall short, because most of the deaths that we have in this country are premature deaths, and they're premature mainly from our lifestyle. So I look forward to working with you on this program from time to time and see what we can do to help others in their health.
That's great. Now, in that regard, you spoke to me earlier about the death of Whitney Houston, which is, I think she was funeralized today. And it's very interesting that here we have another celebrity, a woman who was very gifted with a very lovely and beautiful voice, who some say her life was snuffed out prematurely. And the reason was that the reason was drugs. Would you care to speak to that briefly?
Yes, there's no doubt about it that we are living in a stressful society where people have to work, and we work hard. Many of us, especially for those of us who work, we work hard. And always being on the go sometimes brings stress. And the life of a celebrity is not an easy one, right? It's one where sometimes, for some celebrities, I would imagine they wish they were not celebrities after a while, you know. So it comes with its stress. They have to perform under excruciating circumstances. They're hard-pressed. And so many a times they are introduced to drugs, whether from the fact of the doctor see it necessary to give them painkillers or to give them drugs for stress. And then guess what happened, right? When they cannot get the drugs as they would desire to help them in the way they think they should be helped, they turn to illegal drugs. And she was using some, I understand, right? Now, when we look at what has happened with many of our celebrities, and for example, recently with Whitney Houston, and we can think about Michael Jackson, I believe that the doctors were irresponsible, and that our medical community on a whole is irresponsible, because when you keep giving people drugs without dealing with the cause of the problem, right, then you're only going to make the situation worse. Right. And so I think that's where we come up very short, because just giving her the drugs or anyone the drugs, right, doesn't really help unless we try to also tackle the cause of the situation.
Exactly. And that is where we come from as naturopathic doctors. We always, always ask, what is the cause of the abnormality? Okay, someone may come in and say, I have a headache. Am I simply to suggest that you take Tylenol or Advil? Am I to believe that you have a Tylenol deficiency or Advil deficiency? Or should I ask questions? I should ask you, okay, how much water are you drinking, for example? Did you know that sometimes dehydration can cause headaches? Sometimes many people have severe headaches because they are constipated. And there are many, many other issues that could cause a headache and as opposed to just giving someone a drug or a Tylenol or some pain reliever or whatever. Now, we're going to go a little bit further into looking at a couple of the articles that have come out this week in the natural health world. And again, this is in the first segment. I mentioned this before, that we like to look at a couple of articles that have come out. And one that came out earlier this week, it was came out on Reuters News Agency. And basically, they pointed out that the FDA approved BTGs, which is a company overseas, drug for cancer toxicity. And basically, the idea was when people go through chemotherapy, they have severe side effects in most cases. And this drug was been approved. It's been given what they call orphan drug status by the FDA. And basically, it's a drug to stave off the side effects of a particular chemotherapy drug. Now, what's the issue with this? Say, for instance, I have cancer and I'm given chemotherapy. Chemotherapy has side effects. So now I take another drug to offset the side effects of the chemotherapy. Now, let me pause here for a moment and stop. This drug, according to the paperwork, has other side effects. So now, what will we do? Will we say, okay, you have cancer, we give you chemotherapy. You take the chemotherapy, but you have side effects. So we're going to give you another drug for those side effects. Now, I would suggest one of the best supplements for chemotherapy side effects is coenzyme Q10. And there's quite a bit of research in that regard. Let me read just a little bit here from a life extension report by Dr. Julius Goep. He's actually a medical doctor, with regard to the ability of coenzyme Q10 to help with the side effects of chemotherapy. He points out, he says, quote, Italian researchers confirmed this effect in a particularly vulnerable group of human patients, children with cancer. One group of children with leukemia or lymphoma received chemotherapy drugs plus COQ10, while the other group was treated without the supplement. The researchers studied the children's heart function, and they found that although all children suffered some side effects, the children who had taken the chemotherapy drugs with the COQ10 had greatly reduced side effects. So stop and think about this for a moment. COQ10, which has virtually no side effects, and it's given for those who may be taking chemotherapy. Now, as naturopaths, we do not suggest or recommend chemotherapy. We, as naturopaths, we would always recommend or suggest that someone take the natural approach as opposed to chemotherapy. Now, at the same time, if that person chooses to take chemotherapy, that's between them and their doctors. And if that's what they choose to do, I would suggest or recommend that to maybe help offset the side effects of that, that they would look or talk with their doctor about taking a COQ10. Now, we have about 30 seconds roughly before we're going to have to go to break here, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more briefly about COQ10 before we go on to the next issue. We're going to tell you something about a fruit that can help prevent age-related blindness.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work, or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in traditional naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. This is your host, Keith Henry. We thank you for joining us on this Saturday afternoon, and we hope that you will visit us or join us every Saturday afternoon from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. as we discuss, analyze, and talk about natural remedies. Joining me this afternoon is a fellow naturopath, Dr. Aurette Morgan, and we've been discussing a couple of articles in natural news that came out this week with regard to some things in the natural media and just in the media in general. And when I left, we were discussing how a new drug had been approved, had been given orphan, what's called orphan status, which I think is like 7 years. They have a patent for 7 years, basically. A drug that is approved by the FDA to help offset the side effects of chemotherapy. And I was talking about how I would recommend or suggest, as opposed to taking another drug and have to deal with potentially another side effect, to take COQ10 or coenzyme Q10. It's also called ubiquinol. Now, just in passing, interestingly enough, I've taken COQ10 in the past myself. It's very beneficial for heart health, and I had a beneficial side effect from taking it. I was taking the sublingual form, and I began to take it, and I noticed after about a week and a half, mysteriously, all four of my wisdom teeth begin to come through. And after I did a little bit more research on it, I found out that it's also very beneficial for gum health. And so for dental hygiene. So if you've had any hygiene dental issues, or just as a preventative, I would suggest or recommend that you may want to take some COQ10. I like the sublingual, and that was the benefit that I received from it. It's also very beneficial for heart issues. All of the cells in the body contain COQ10. Dr. Morgan, you have anything you'd like to add to that with regard to COQ10 or anything with regard to the heart? We know there's other things that we talk about that help the heart, like hawthorn berry and some other things.
Yeah, one of the beautiful things about it, as you had earlier mentioned about that drug, the orphan drug that you mentioned, a person wouldn't take it unless they're going through chemotherapy treatment. And that's the downside of drugs. You only take them because you have a health issue. The beautiful side of the beautiful thing about coenzyme Q10 and other natural things is that you can take them for preventative purpose, right? Or you just feel like taking something just to give your body a boost, your health a boost. Then you can take the natural stuff. And so that's one of the beautiful things. It's a blessing where that is concerned.
That's true. Now, as I said earlier when the show started, we address naturopathic medicine from a Christian perspective. There are naturopaths that address naturopathy from different angles, and we follow what's basically called in our practices the 8 laws of health. And whenever there's an issue, when someone comes to us with an issue, there's a broad outline, the fundamentals of health. And those 8 principles go this way. There's trust in the Creator is the first principle. Then there's sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control or temperance. These 8 principles we typically follow as an outline. And we know from experience that you sit down and you ask questions. And you may ask a simple question about, okay, how much water are you drinking? Or we ask about your nutrition or your diet. These things may seem like they're not that important, but they're very, very important. We even talk against even the medication in and of itself with herbs. Now, let me clarify when I say that. We are big advocates of herbal medicine. That does not mean that we think you could not change your lifestyle and just take herbs and think that something is going to change. In other words, it's a system. Any disease or disease process that you have You just can't take a few herbs and expect for it to disappear. And this is why I said earlier, we follow those principles. Again, trust in the Creator. And you stop and think about that for a brief moment. 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in the mind. 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in the mind. Sometimes someone at home may have a situation that is eating away at them like a cancer. And they may come in to talk to us, and they may say, well, I don't drink that much water, and I don't exercise, or I do this. But when you really drill down into what may be going on at home, and whatever thing may be eating away at them, it may be causing all of their hormones and all kinds of problems in their body to be thrown off. And until that issue is resolved, that person is not going to be healed. This is why we address the first, what we call principle of health, is trust in the Creator. Dr. Morgan, would you like to add anything to that perspective?
That's so important, Dr. Henry, because if you sold me, say, Cadillac, and you give me a manual to that helped me to know how to operate that Cadillac, when to change the oil, what kind of oil to put in, say, that Cadillac only runs off premium fuel, so that's 93 octane. But then I go home, and I said, listen, I don't need to follow that manual. Well, number one, I have a mechanic friend, and I took the Cadillac to the mechanic friend, and he said, listen, this car that you drive is not made by GM. All right? It's Toyota that made it. Now, there would come up a serious problem, because if you deny the maker of the car, then you're not going to follow the maker's manual. Right? So when we go to doctors and they deny that God made this body, right, then we can't trust the maker of the body. And it's extremely important to trust the one who made the body, right? Because the one who made the body has no financial benefit to gain. But the one who denies that the Lord make our body, if we don't get sick, he doesn't make a penny.
Yeah.
So maybe there might be some incentive for drug companies and for many doctors to deny the fact that we need to trust God. Because so many studies from Harvard to Yale have shown that those who trust in some form of divine power, right, it causes the heart to operate better, the blood to flow better, the nerves to operate on a more even keel, and all of these and more are necessary for healing to take place. So trust in God. Whether the person believes it or not, just trust in that God will take care of them, or he knows everything best, is therapeutic in itself.
That's so true, and that is, experience has taught us that no matter what the abnormality or disease, if you cannot get that emotional element,
yes,
out of the picture, the person is not going to be healed. No matter what, whether they go from allopathic medicine or whether they go to natural medicine, unless you can get the underlying emotional problem taken care of, they are not going to be healed. Remember this, 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in the mind. 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in the mind. Now, with respect to the COQ10, I'm just going to point out a couple of other benefits to it before we move on. COQ10 is a vital nutrient, and it is found in every tissue of your body. It is intimately involved in the systems by which cells convert fuel molecules into useful energy. We also just want to say briefly that COQ10 has been used for years in promoting cardiovascular as well as brain health, and its safety record is unparalleled. So you don't have to worry, as Dr. Morgan mentioned earlier. The good thing about being able to take supplements and herbs is that you can take them before you get sick. You can take them to help prevent all types of abnormalities or health issues, and it's a lot better to know how to stay well than to treat disease after you've gotten disease. Now, in some cultures, the time was the doctors didn't get paid if you got sick. And so it was in your doctor's best interest to make sure that you didn't get sick. Now, let me ask you a question, my listeners, and it's just a rhetorical question. How many doctors, if his financial stability was based upon you staying well, was based upon you not having to take medication to stay well, because the only reason that you would have to go to him is because you were sick, and then you have to get medication. How many doctors would actually drive around, those that do, I realize that not all of them do, those that do would be driving Mercedes-Benz and Lexuses at the benefit, at the expense. And again, I just wanted to be clear. I know some good medical doctors. They're true-hearted. There, many of them are even going toward the natural way. But the fact of the matter is that there are some who will not, they call natural medicine quackery. Notwithstanding, I call natural medicine the medicine of the people, because more and more people are making decisions for their own health. Moreover, is that one of the things that we've talked about, Dr. Morgan, is something that I really can't understand is you would think that the insurance companies would seek to fund natural practitioners and would give their clients or their customers the freedom to say, listen, if I'm paying the policy and I choose to go to a naturopathic doctor, or if I choose to go to a natural herbalist or whoever, then I want you to fund the same way you would fund if I went to an allopathic doctor, or the same way you would fund if I went to get tests or whatnot. The fact of the matter is that's not happening. So you have people who are now, if you look at the studies, you will find that now more people, roughly 650,000 more people, as far back as 2003, went to natural practitioners than went to their primary care doctors. So what's happening is that the medicine of the people is gaining ground. But the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of money and power behind the progression of natural medicine. And it's unfortunate, but the fact of the matter is, given the economy and some of the other things, natural medicine may very soon become a necessity because people can't afford anything else.
Dr. Henry, what you said there is so true, because my mind went back immediately to the issue of the cholesterol-reducing drugs. And I was shocked when I learned that the profit that drug companies make from cholesterol-lowering drug is $35 billion. Not $35 million now, $35 billion yearly. Now, you and I know that, and many people in the public, you know, some of our listeners know, that the primary way in which our cholesterol build up is because of the foods we're eating. All animal products come loaded with cholesterol, even fish, that many people believe is almost cholesterol free. It's high in cholesterol, not as high as pork and chicken and beef, but it's considerably high. Now, I dare to say that if 75% of the people we could reduce 75% of the cholesterol lowering drug. That means there would be no need to take them, right? If people would go on a vegetarian diet. Now, I know I'm saying something that seems strange to a lot of people, but the fact is, if we stop putting cholesterol in our body, the drug companies would maybe make about $9 billion a year. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think there will be an industry that is willing to lose 75% of its profit, right? If people were to change their lifestyle, no. Many of them would be out of business. So what am I saying, simply said, is that the drug companies are there to make money, right, as we don't change our lifestyle. And if we change our lifestyle, it makes a big difference.
That's right. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness here at the big 8:10 a.m. in Orlando, Florida. We will be back after these messages, and we ask and hope that you will join us for our next segment. Thanks for listening.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in traditional naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/wordpress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/wordpress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry, ND. We've been discussing some of the basics of natural medicine. But when I left, we were talking about some of the great profits that are made by the drug companies. And as we said earlier, if you have to have surgery or if you have to have some procedure done, we recognize that some of the benefits of allopathic medicine is not all bad. But the fact of the matter is that we believe that natural medicine should be the original, and that allopathic medicine should actually be the alternative when it comes to the treating of disease, especially diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and some of the other chronic diseases that we have here. Now we're going to move on to another article that was very interesting, and this is a food that many people love. I love them specifically, but this particular food, as this research came out, that says eating this food can slow or help prevent the onset of age-related macular degeneration, AMD, which is a debilitating condition affecting millions of elderly people worldwide. Results from a new study published in Free Radical Biology and Medicine suggest this might be the case. The antioxidant actions of this food are believed to be responsible for these protective effects. Now, think about that. The Creator has given us a food, and this is why we're talking about trusting in the Creator. The Creator has given us a food that can actually work to prevent macular degeneration, which leads to blindness. And that food is very tasty. It's very scrumptious even, and that food is grapes. Grapes. Interestingly enough, they found in these studies that they actually use mice. And in the studies, they found that the mice that they are allowed to eat grapes during these studies, that their vision was 85% better compared to 30-something percent better than those that didn't. Now, also, when we talk about this, whenever we talk about a food, a healing food, which is what this is, when we talk about a healing food, we talk about healing foods in the context of overall lifestyle. For instance, we talk about carrots, for instance. Beta carotene is very good to help prevent cancer. But you can't keep smoking, for instance, and take carrot juice and say, you know, it's going to prevent it. So in other words, it's an entire system. I mentioned earlier that it's a system where we go with trust in the Creator, sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control or temperance, those broad laws which we follow. That's the fundamentals. And it's interesting enough that grapes have a history of not only being very efficacious with regard to sight. There are other things that grapes can do, and they have other beneficial, they're very beneficial for other areas of the body. For instance, let's look at some other things that grapes can do. Grapes can also help reduce the risk of blood clots in the body. They also help reduce low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, which is called the bad cholesterol. You just heard Dr. Morgan talking earlier about the great amount of profits made by the company with cholesterol drug, which I think, if I'm correct, Dr. Morgan, is probably the most prescribed drug in the country. Is that correct, if you know?
Yeah.
So cholesterol drugs are probably the most prescribed drugs in the country. And it's interesting when you think about just eating grapes can help lower your LDL or your bad cholesterol. Also, grapes, the studies have shown that grapes can also help prevent damage to blood vessels in your heart. Additionally, it can also help maintain healthy blood pressure. Now, here's a little tidbit here that I've talked to people in the past, and others have mentioned to me that they've been able to use grapes to help. Some people have been able to use grapes to help stop the pain of a migraine headache. Interesting. Dr. Morgan, have you had any cases or that you've dealt with or any testimonies with regard to grapes?
Yes, stomach problems. And I was amazed when I was able to connect it with the advice that Paul gave to Timothy, which says a little wine is good for the stomach. When we talk about wine, most people immediately think about, you know, something alcohol-related. Right? But actually what Paul was saying was exactly what you're saying. Fresh grape juice. That's a Greek word used there for wine. Because in the Bible, the Bible was originally written in Greek. And so there were more than one word for wine. And so the word used for wine was unfermented grape juice. Now, just a little explanation of a stomach problem. A stomach problem is generally caused by an acidic condition. Not always, but 99 out of 100 cases. Now, that means the stomach is too acidic. Now, water is neutral, right? It has a pH of 7. Grape juice has a pH above 8. So it would be more likely to use grape juice to convert a stomach from being acidic to alkaline than if you use water, which only has a pH of 7. So when Paul was saying to Timothy, a little wine is good for the stomach, he's talking about eating some grapes, drinking some fresh grape juice, and that's extremely good for helping stomach problems.
That's a good point. I remember some years ago on 60 Minutes, they came out with an interesting story, and in the story, they were talking about drinking wine to help with stomach issues, and it was a big floor. I mean, people, Americans, I think they were talking about the French, if I'm not mistaken, and they were talking about how the benefits that the French were receiving, I think heart benefits, if I'm not mistaken, and they were talking about why Americans now should drink more wine to help stave off the heart issues. And the fact, one of the things that they left out was that you can get the exact same benefits from drinking grape juice for the heart as you can from drinking wine. So really, the benefits were not so much from the wine itself, the alcoholic side of it, but actually from the beneficial nutrients that are contained in the grape juice.
But you know, Dr. Henry, you know, one of the things they left out, the fact that the French have a higher rate of cirrhosis of the liver or liver problem as a result of using the wine, while when we use the grape juice, we don't have that liver problem.
That's right. It's interesting enough, we talked earlier about heart diseases and grapes. And grapes, and the reason that grapes can help the heart is because the grapes increase the nitric oxide levels in the blood, which prevents blood clots, thereby reducing the chances of heart attack. Now, and just in passing, I just want to mention with respect to heart attack. Now, this is something that, if you're listening, is very important. You might want to take notes on this. And this information is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Always consult with your doctor or your healthcare provider. But this is a very, very important tip since we're talking about heart disease. If you have heart issues, I would highly suggest that you keep on hand some cayenne pepper. Now, I'm going to suggest that this cayenne pepper be 90,000 heat units or greater. And the reason that I'm suggesting that is that in the event that you are somewhere and you have a heart attack, cayenne pepper can equalize the blood pressure throughout the body and can actually help stop that heart attack. But it has to be at least 90,000 heat units and above. And if that were to occur after you were to take the supplement, what you need to do is you need to call 911 and get to a hospital as quickly as possible. But if you take cayenne pepper, it's also very effective for angina or chest pain, because it equalizes the blood pressure throughout the body. So that is just a tip that if you have heart issues, to always keep, if possible, you can get it. You can buy the extract or you can take the powder if you have some water around. But cayenne pepper is very, very effective. Now, we'll do a show in the future, perhaps, on going into some of the details of how effective cayenne pepper is. Again, this is not meant to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. But this is for informational and educational purposes only. Dr. Morgan, do you have any experiences or anything you can add to the discussion with respect to cayenne pepper?
Oh, I believe every house should have cayenne pepper in it. As a matter of fact, with what you said there about the 90,000 heat unit, that means you'd have to go to the health food store to get that cayenne pepper. The one we would buy at Publix, Walmart, or whatever supermarket, generally it's about 40,000-45,000 heat, and that is not potent enough to bring about what you are suggesting. However, the other beautiful thing about cayenne pepper, which is unlike aspirin, you and I know that they say take a baby aspirin, right, every day for those, you know, and even some elderly people to prevent heart attack. But we know aspirin is dangerous for the liver. But even worse, if you are hemorrhaging, and worse if you don't know that you have an hemorrhage, you can actually bleed to death. The good thing about cayenne pepper is that it is a stabilizer, an equalizer. So wherein, if you had an hemorrhaging and you didn't know and you take the cayenne pepper because you're having a heart attack, it not only regulates the blood, thins the blood to the point where the blood is stabilized, but it also stops the hemorrhaging.
That's true. And something else, as you mentioned earlier, aspirin also causes and can lead to gastrointestinal bleeding.
Definitely.
And, you know, you may take the aspirin for your heart, and then now you have gastrointestinal bleeding. I would suggest, if you want something that is good for your heart, I would recommend taking magnesium. In fact, when you look at the studies wherein that led to the suggesting of taking aspirin for your heart, what they didn't mention or in the public is that actually it was buffered aspirin, and that buffered means it's covered with magnesium. So it's really the benefit, you get the benefit of taking of the heart from taking the magnesium that you would get from taking the aspirin without the risk of gastrointestinal bleeding. So it's very interesting also for those ladies who may be listening. If you suffer from menstrual cramps, now you have to look at the underlying cause. The underlying cause typically in menstrual cramps is you have estrogen dominance, which is another discussion. But for the immediate pain, I would suggest taking 2 tablespoons of liquid magnesium, and usually within about 20 minutes, that menstrual cramp pain will stop. So again, if you are a lady that suffers from menstrual cramp pains, again, you have to look at the underlying cause, which in most cases is estrogen dominance. But for the immediate pain, if you take a couple of teaspoons of liquid magnesium, typically in about 20 minutes, your pain will cease. Again, that's with magnesium. Now, Dr. Morgan, we have here, I want to talk about this. This is very interesting because we have about roughly 15 minutes left. What's interesting here is as an article that all men would be interested in, and we will talk about this when we get back from the break. But this is an article that came out this week, and the article is entitled "After Prostate Surgery, Some Men Leak During Sex." After prostate surgery, some men leak during sex. Now, the reason we're going to go there is because if you have prostate problems or issues, you want to, if possible, not have to go through surgery. Again, when we come back from the break, we will deal with this. After prostate surgery, some men leak during sex. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work, or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in traditional naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry. We're here in Orlando at the Big 810 AM, and we're here talking about some health, natural health issues. And joining me here today is Dr. Orette Morgan. He's also a naturopathic doctor. And when we left, I mentioned that when we got back, we would be talking about an article that I came across this week on FoxNews.com entitled, After Prostate Surgery, Some Men Leak During Sex. Now, my wife asked me if I was going to mention exactly what it was being leaked, and actually the article goes on to say that it's urine. Now, let me quote from the article. It says, incontinence during sex is a long-lasting problem for roughly 1 in 8 men who've had their prostate removed due to cancer, a study of more than 1,400 patients has found. Although the urine leakage resolved for some men over time, 36% of them still had the problem, called climacteria, 2 years after surgery, and 12% of the men called it a major bother. The article goes on to say that this year about 90,000 men will undergo a radical prostate removal surgery. And now 90,000 men, that's quite a bit. So if you're a man that has prostate issues or have been told by your doctor that you have prostate issues or enlargement of your prostate, before you get to the point where you want to have the entire gland taken out, this is one of the issues, one of the side effects that you may want to consider, notwithstanding some of the other side effects that are involved with having that organ removed. Now, it's my opinion that surgery should always be a final option when all else have failed. And all else would include, even exhausting all of your alternative remedies, all alternative methods, before having to go to surgery if at all possible. Now, before we go into a little bit more about that, let's talk about what we can do to help avoid having to have your prostate gland removed and having this issue with leakage, perhaps. Now, again, that goes back to everything else that we've been talking about. The first thing that you have to look at is your lifestyle. You hear us talk about that over and over and over again. Your overall lifestyle, that means your diet, your sleeping habits, your work habits, how you manage your stress. You've heard these things over and over, but what we want to do on this show is to go into the details about how you actually apply them. Now, Dr. Morgan, do you have anything before we get into this a little bit more that you might want to add or suggest with regard to prostate issues or prostate problems?
Most of the prostate issues that come up, one of the things that studies have shown is that most men who have prostate problem are deficient in zinc. Now, the prostate utilizes roughly about, the prostate is small like a pea grain, and as small as it is, it utilizes roughly 10% of the zinc that we absorb or our body needs. Now, just think about how small that organ is, and yet it uses that much zinc. That tells us then that zinc is like the most important nutrients, and all the nutrients that the prostate requires are really important, but zinc is the one by far. And we know, many of us know, that zinc is extremely important for the health of the immune system, and the prostate immunity needs to be maintained. So with the deficiency of zinc, that leads to many a prostate problem. Let's look at some of the things that can cause it. Diet, as you mentioned, is one of the things. If we look at our diet today, it is very deficient in zinc. And may I suggest also that another problem is the sexual activity, how frequently we men have sex. When we have sex, we lose roughly about 70% of the zinc that is stored in our prostate gland. Right? So guess what happened? That is not replenished overnight or the next day. Then the next day, some of us have sex two times in 24 hours, four times in 24 hours. Right? So you see what we are doing, we are draining, right, our reserve, and the food that we are eating, right, they are refined foods or animal products that are low in zinc. So that's why we are having so much prostate issue.
Exactly. And interestingly enough, the statistics show that about 500,000 American men a year are affected with an enlarged prostate. And so when you combine not eating healthy, not handling stress, having too much sex, amongst other things, depleting yourself of zinc, we can see why 500,000 men a year are afflicted. Now, I just want to talk about, give a few suggestions or recommendations with regard to this. As Dr. Morgan pointed out, we need to cut back on many of us. Again, I'm sure not all men, but many men need to do a little cutting back with regard to indulgence of sexual activity. Also, the diets of those who have prostate trouble are usually low in essential fatty acids like flaxseed oil, wheat germ oil. Now, we said earlier that if it gets to the point to where they have to remove your prostate, many men suffer from an issue to where they can no longer have an erection. So is it better to cut back now and be able to prolong your sexual activity or to overindulge now and not be able to indulge at all in the future? So also, I also like to look at some of the other things that you can do to help with prostate health. Again, flaxseed oil, perhaps one teaspoon three times a day. Of course, a high fiber diet. Something else is very beneficial for the prostate health is pumpkin seeds as well as alfalfa. Now, in the natural medicine community, alfalfa is frequently called the king of herbs because it contains pretty much every nutrient, mineral that you can think of that the body needs. Can you comment on that, Dr. Morgan?
Yes, it's one of the herbs that they love to feed horses with. And horses that eat alfalfa are very strong. So now, men, I'm not saying or recommending that you should eat the alfalfa to be as strong as the horses. But, yes, it's one of the most nutritious herbs that can be used as food. And sure enough, it really helps in the prostate area.
Also, another supplement that's recommended is beta carotene to help. Now, it's vitamin A, but what happens, it's better to take beta carotene than the vitamin A. And what happens is that the liver will convert the beta carotene over to vitamin A. Just taking vitamin A can be toxic if you take too much, but if you take it in the form of beta carotene, you'll find that it's very beneficial for the body. And one of the best ways to take or to get beta carotene is through carrot juice. You have something you wanted to add?
Yes, even better than the beta carotene is the lycopene that you get in the watermelon, your strawberry, you know, and other. Tomato is right. Has a high source of that too. But you know, it's interesting that we're talking about that prostate issue, because when studies have been done on third world countries where these men, say 40 years ago, could not afford chicken, fish, beef and stuff like that, they maybe ate a piece once in a while, once a week, primarily on Sunday as their, you know, dinner. Yet these men went on in those days, had 10, 15, 20. I've known of men who have 30 children. Now you look back today, 40, 50 years later, where we are eating so much animal product, and some men, it's hard for them to even father a child. Right. So the diet, especially the cholesterol and the animal fat, has had a damaging effect over the years on the prostate of men.
That's right. Also, this is something that research has shown, is that men who ride bicycles a lot, also that can contribute to future enlargement of the prostate.
And also tight underwear, tight briefs or tight anything. Right, it restricts the circulation to the prostate. It keeps that area hot, and therefore it affects the prostate.
That's right. Also, chlorophyll is another supplement, selenium, amino acids, and because of time, I'm not going into the specific amounts. Also, you can take high linigan flaxseed oil, cranberry juice, vitamin E. Now, vitamin E is one of my favorite vitamins. Vitamin E is also very, very, very good for helping cleaning out the arteries. So if you have heart problems or arterial problems, taking vitamin E over the long haul and correcting your diet, you may actually prevent yourself from having a heart attack one day.
As a matter of fact, when you say that, the vitamin E, one of the other benefits is that it improves circulation. So it clears up the artery or helps to clear up the arteries, and so it brings more blood through the arteries to the organs that need the blood, and the prostate is one such. And then when we add the fact that when we eat a diet high in fiber, the fiber helps to eliminate excess cholesterol.
Right.
So that shows us with vitamin E, with a high fiber diet, with exercise, with going to bed on time, and watching our stress level, we'll have a healthy prostate 9 out of 10 cases.
And later on in the future, when we may do an entire show on prostate, and we'll be able to give you specifics in the amount of these, or suggest or recommend specifics in the amount of these supplements that we would recommend or suggest that you take, et cetera. Now, we are getting down to the end of this hour that we've had an opportunity to share with you. This is our first show here on the Big 810 AM. We thank you for listening. Maybe the next time we will set it up where we can take calls and questions. It's been our experience that people tend to have very many questions when it comes to particular diseases and ailments and things that they're doing or taking. We are down to about 1 minute. I'd like to let you know that we will also, a couple of times a month, starting maybe next month, we will have what's called Donna's Corner, which will be dealing with female issues. Maybe have an entire segment which should be dealing with female issues. We mentioned it briefly today when I mentioned the magnesium for the issues with the menstrual cramp pain. Again, that's very inexpensive, and it's something that works very efficaciously. But at the same time, I like to remind you that always look at the underlying cause. And I also like to remind you to be here next Saturday at the same time, every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. for Blue Zone Wellness. And we'll be going through many, many, many ailments and diseases and suggesting and recommending to you lifestyle changes and things that we guarantee if you follow them, you will get great benefits. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at 4 for Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, and you have a blessed day.
WEUS, Orlo Vista, Orlando, serving all of Central Florida with 10,000 watts on the Big 810 AM.
The Big 810. Real Talk Radio.
The news, views, and opinions of the programmers who air shows on the Big 810 AM WEUS do not necessarily represent the news, views,